M&J Audio Theater presents Chet Cheddar's Tales from the Morgue.
Welcome, stranger. Come in and have a seat. Yes. I am Chet Cheddar, the morgue attendant and licensed embalmer. I'm also the resident storyteller, so I think you're in for a treat. Now, let's see. Yes. I think today I will tell you about an evil scientist who has just moved into the suburbs of a small town. He had a hunchback assistant, I recall, and a vendetta against society.
It is complete. At long last. At long last, my dream will be reality.
You mean to say, Master, you mean to say your invention, it is ready?
Yes. Yes, my loyal friend. The particle accelerator is ready for the test. A device that can transform a flat, two-dimensional video image into a three-dimensional solid form.
Yes.
Oh, how long have I labored to see this glorious day?
It has been many years, Master, many years.
Yes, years of failures. Years of being called a madman, a fool.
Yeah, and they called you a lunatic as well, Master.
Yes, a lunatic.
Me, the greatest scientific mind in the world. Yes,
it is the way of society, Master. They confuse lunacy with genius.
Yes, well, society will pay the supreme price for the cruel disrespect it has shown me.
Yes. Someone is at the door, Master. Shall I kill them?
No. This is a small town. It may arouse suspicion. Invite them in. We must be courteous.
Yes, Master, yes. Courtesy before murder. I must remember that. How do you do? Won't you come in?
Much obliged, sir. Excuse me, I'm from the police department. I need to speak to the owner of the house, if I could.
You wish to speak to the master.
If the master owns the house, that's who I want to speak to.
I am the owner, gentlemen. How may I help you?
Well, sir, I'm Sheriff McElroy from the Biloxi Police Department. This is Deputy Huckabee.
How do you do?
You moved into this house a couple of weeks ago, am I right?
That is correct. I am an inventor of sorts. This is my assistant, Scum. I found this house was reasonably priced, and it was large enough for my equipment.
Oh, shoot for it, yes. They's ready to get rid of this old house. This is the old Thornton place. Man killed his wife inside this house. Ain't that right, Sheriff?
Put a sock in it, Roland. I'm sure the man don't want to hear the story. I'm going to cut right to the chase, Mr.
Frankenheffer.
Okay. Mr. Hossenpfeffer, I've received a number of complaints about the noise coming from this house.
Yep. And there's a city ordinance against all this big electronic equipment you got.
I was getting to that, Roland.
I would be more than happy to purchase a license for the equipment.
Heck, it ain't that. You're draining all the power from the other houses. I bet you all that equipment, I bet you there's 1,000,000 kilowatts running that stuff.
Okay, Roland. You see, Mr. Hossenpfeffer, we got this little dinky power plant, and you're putting an awful strain on it.
So, you wish me to remove the equipment, am I right?
Well, yes, sir, if you want to avoid paying a fine. I'll give you to tomorrow afternoon to get it done, and then I'll come back and check on you.
Very well, gentlemen. It will be done.
But the invention, sir...
Silence. We must obey the laws, scum. You have been most kind, gentlemen. Please forgive me for the trouble I have caused.
Uh-huh. I'll see you tomorrow, Mr. Hossenpfeffer. Come on, Roland. Donut shop closes at 10.
Okay, sir.
What a waste of brain cells. Couple of buffoons. And the name is Frankenheffer. I wanted to kill them so, Master. Patience, my friend. Patience. They will die. All of them will die. Now, we must test the particle accelerator tonight. We haven't time to waste. We will materialize something from the television. An erupting volcano. A tornado.
Something from a movie, Master. A movie. I spotted a video rental store when we arrived.
Yes. Yes, a movie. Excellent. Excellent, Scum. Go there now. Get a movie with a monster in it. Yes.
A monster. We will make the monster real with the particle accelerator. Yes, Master.
Yes. Yes, a monster of infinite destruction. Image will become reality. And my revenge on this cruel world will begin.
Welcome to Leon's Family Video Place. I'm Leon. How can I help you?
Do you have any horror movies?
Have I got horror movies? The dogs like trees? I got a whole section of them. Movies with chainsaws and decapitations and blood spurting out and guts and everything.
No. I mean a movie with a monster in it.
Monsters? Now you said the magic word. Oh, boy, have I got a monster movie for you. The Monk Monster Escapes. Boy, it's one of them Japanese flicks. It's about this Monk Monster, and he goes around and he stalks Tokyo flatter than a postage stamp. And he breathes fire, too. And there's this one scene where he's going around, see?
No more. And no more. It sounds perfect. Perfect.
All right.
I'll take it.
Well, boy, you sure picked a good one. Yeah. I've seen this one 600 times myself.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Now, you got to bring this back by noon tomorrow, and there's a $3 charge if you don't rewind it. Almost forgot. I need to have a credit card and a valid driver's license.
A credit card, driver's license, Master, I have returned, Master.
Oh, did you find a movie, Scum?
Yes, Master. They required identification, so I took the tape and ran without paying. Here it is. The Muck Monster Escapes.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Put it in the video machine. Let's just get a look at the creature.
Your command is my wish, Master.
Look at it. It's a cheap Japanese B-movie.
Yes.
Really a man in a silly costume. But in the context of the movie, Scott, the creature is real and it is genuine.
Yes.
And the particle accelerator will make the beast materialize. It will be just as menacing, just as long. A fire-breathing beast of hellish fury. And the earth will be its playground. Now is the time, Scum.
Yes.
Quickly. Aim the particle accelerator at the television screen.
Yes, Master. Yes. It is done, Master.
Now, turn the power on.
Yes. The power is on, Master.
It must work. It must work. I command it to work. I command it to work. Excuse me, Sam. I got a special order from Ed's Donuts and Cake.
That's the time. Just sit her there on the desk for me, would you?
Yeah. There's a dozen glaze, a dozen chocolate, and an out-of-date birthday cake, half price.
Good Lord. Chef, I bet you the dentist thanks the Lord for people like you.
I don't know what I'd do without Ed's Donuts and Cake.
You'd probably weigh about 100 pounds less.
Get that rolling. I don't want to get up.
All right. Hello. Biloxi Police Department. Deputy Huckabee speaking. Uh-huh. Yes, sir? Yes, sir? All right. Yes, sir, we'll get right on it. Thank you kindly. Sheriff, you ain't gonna believe this.
What's that?
Old man Hickton says there's a 100-foot-high monster wrecking his property. Old man fell off the wagon again.
Give me a glass of water, would you? I need something to wash this down with.
All right, Sheriff. We ain't gonna go check out the monster, huh?
Damn, I guess I got to get up anyway. All right. Hello. Sheriff McRoy speaking. Huh? You say a giant monster is destroying the east side of town? Right down. Now, hold on just a second. Hello? Hello? Don't wait to you.
Here's your water, Sheriff. Severing squash. What was that?
I don't know. Sounds like the power plant blew up.
Yeah.
Lights went out.
Yeah. Listen to that screeching sound. What in the world could be making that racket?
I don't know, Roland, but it sounds like the town's turned to rubble. Let's go. Gum. It's a giant lizard.
No, it ain't, Sheriff. No, it ain't. That's the Monk Monster. I seen that thing on Channel 12 during the Monsters of Hades special showcase. You better back up the squad car, Sheriff. That thing breathes fire.
Hold down your window, Sheriff.
Huh?
All right.
Oh, Sheriff.
Huh?
Oh, Sheriff, you gotta stop it. That monster is eating all of my cattle out of my trailer.
Oh, we got everything under control, Scotty. Everything's under control. Just go on home, all right?
That thing's eating them cows like they're popcorn. He sure does have a taste for cattle.
Huh. Taste for cattle. It gives me an idea. Rex Rhodey, he's no war veteran. He's got a helicopter. Yeah. Breaker. Breaker 19. Rex Rhodey, you out there?
Rex Rhodey here. What can I do for you, son?
We got an urgent situation here, Rex. I want you to take your Whirly Bird and meet me at the police station as soon as possible, all right?
Roger, we'll go there, Sheriff McElroy. I'll be there in a flash.
Now, what's the plan, Sheriff?
Well, it's kind of a shot in the dark, Roland, but I figure, well, since the thing likes the cow so much, we could tie one to a rope and dangle it underneath the helicopter and... Then he could fly just out of reach of that monster, lead it out of town into the country.
Oh.
Save us some time, at least.
Yeah. Get him away from the city, too. Might save a few lives.
Oh, yeah. That, too.
Ever wonder what goes through a cow's mind, Sheriff?
Well, he's probably got more in his mind than you do, Rowan. Now, hush up. Listen, Rhodey, you're doing good, son. The monster sees that cow. Now, fly northwest. That'll take you to the country.
I got you there, Sheriff.
Would you look at that? That monster's following that helicopter.
It's just as I figured it, too. He's trying to grab that cow, but it's out of his reach. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, you got some ingenuity when you put your mind to it, Sheriff.
Let's go back to the station. I want to finish off that half-price birthday cake.
I got the generator going. We should have some power now.
Mm-hmm.
Sheriff, about that monster, I think
I ain't interested in that monster. I'm trying to finish off this last piece of cake, Roland.
But Sheriff, just because we got that monster out of town don't mean we don't have a responsibility to stop it.
I'm thinking on that, Roland.
You ain't doing no such thing. You're stuffing your face full of birthday cake.
pardon me. Me looking for a sheriff.
Well, I'm Sheriff McElroy. How can I help you?
Yes, very nice. I am Zoko, translator for Kasoto Industries. This is Mr. Hakamoto from Japan. He like speak with you.
All right, I'm listening.
Ain't neither eating cake.
Come, Nazi. Taru, Kozo, Laka, Lakaku, Riga, McElroy.
Mr. Hakamoto say he's very, very angry. He say crazed American steal invention from he and Kasoto Industry.
Well, hell, that's the FBI's business. You're barking up the wrong tree here.
Gora, El Toza, Rimoka, Tareem, McElroy.
Mr. Hakamoto say he had reason to believe particle accelerator in vicinity. He say he track with homing device. Exact location unknown.
Listen, I don't understand a word that you're saying. Take it to the feds.
Hi, Shatai, Mokana, McElroy.
Hey, is this boy calling me names?
No. Mr. Hakamoto say he need help in locating crazed American and accomplice. Particle accelerator dangerous in wrong hands. Particle accelerator likely create giant monster.
Well, what does this crazed American and his accomplice look like?
One old man with many wrinkles and few gray hairs.
Yeah.
Other is short assistant with large hump on back.
Bad gum, Sheriff. That sounds like them two weirdos living in the old Thornton house.
Yeah, that's got to be them. Now, you say these two stole this here particle excitator from your company?
Yes, Sheriff, yes. Mr. Hakamoto designed machine and was unable to create the direct circuit that enabled total transition from two-dimensional television image to three-dimensional solid form. Crazed American invent direct circuit. Crazed American used what was designed for entertainment as lethal weapon.
Wow. You mean that monster really is from a movie, huh?
Correct.
And that particle excitator took that thing out of the movie.
Correct.
Dadgum, you mean you could point that thing to, say, Connie Chung, and she'd come right out of the television and be there all solid and real and everything?
Yes.
Dang, Sheriff, I'd like to see that.
Hush, Roland. Now, listen. If this here machine took that monster out of a movie, there's got to be a way to reverse it and put the thing back where it came from.
Lakoto Makaba. McElroy.
Mr. Hakamoto said that possible, but we must locate the particle accelerator.
All right, let's get to the Thornton house. Everybody in the squad car. Roland, get the rifles and the donuts. Breaker. Breaker 19, Rex Rohde. Rex, you copy?
Yeah, I got you there, Sheriff. How's it going?
Did you lead that lizard out into the country?
Sure did, Sheriff McElroy, but we can't stay out here for long. I'm getting low on fuel. I'm going to have to turn back.
Hang in there just a little longer, Rex. I got a plan that might get rid of that thing.
10-4, Sheriff McElroy. I'm rooting for you.
Thank you kindly, Rex. Over and out. Just think, Roland. If this plan works, we might get us a new squad car. Hey, what's that? What's that smoking up ahead? Oh no!
What? It can't be!
What is the problem, Sheriff?
Ed's donuts and cakes. It's been crushed.
That tears it. That
Buck monster.
Terrorizing the town and eating cows is one thing. But stomping on the only donut shop in 30 miles. He's done crossed the dadgum line.
You don't think maybe you're over-dramatizing this thing, do you, Sheriff?
Where am I going to get donuts now, huh? Huh, Roland? They don't grow on trees, you know.
Well, look on the bright side, Sheriff. You might lose a couple of pounds now.
Pardon me, Sheriff, but we have urgent matters to take care of.
Okay, all right. Let's go. That hoss and pepper gas got some explaining to do.
Master!
Yes, what is it, scum?
You've been running.
My heart feels as if it will burst, Master. I have seen Hakamoto's limousine in the city. He has found us, Master.
Oh, Hakamoto. Oh, twisted fate, why do you mock me?
We must flee, Master. We must escape. They will come soon.
We must take the particle accelerator to the car. Quickly, Scum.
I am way ahead of you, Master.
Now, quickly, my hunchback friend. Stop the car.
I hear them coming, Master.
Trying to get away in that car. Not so fast, Hoss and Pepper. Both of you get out of that dad blame car. Put your hands in the air. You hear me?
You fool.
Quickly, Scum. Drive like the wind.
They're just taking right on off, Sheriff.
I got eyes rolling. I'm going to blow the dad blame tire out.
But I didn't. You busted that baby, Sheriff.
Sheriff. Particle accelerator must be found.
I know that. It's probably in a car somewhere. It's running off with it, I bet.
Might be in the truck, Sheriff. Let's go see.
All right. I'm getting too old for this nonsense. All right. All right, Hoss and Pepper. You and Quasimodo, get out of that car right... Oh, Dad, blame it, they're unconscious.
Yep.
All right, here are the keys rolling. Check the trunk, see if you can find that thing.
Roger, real coat.
Hey. Hey, Rex Roney. Hey, what's the problem, Rex?
Sheriff, I got some bad news. That big lizard out there, he ate that cow and nearly took me with it. I ran low on fuel and had to return anyway. That giant lizard's heading straight back for town.
Oh, God.
You don't have much time, Sheriff.
Well, thank you, Rex. You held that monster back for a little while. You might have saved some lives. Stick around. I might need you a little later.
Hey, Sheriff.
I got to remember to tell Elmer Corn we took one of his cows.
Sheriff, we found the particle excitator. It was in the trunk.
Good boy, Roland.
We now will attempt to rewire direct circuit. Hopefully it will return monster back to movie.
Oh, Sabakomo Laga.
Well, go to it, boys, and hurry up. That muck monster's heading right back into town, and it's liable to be hungry for dessert.
Everybody out of the car. Roland, get the power cables and hook it up to that particle excitator thing.
Yes, sir, Sheriff. Good gosh, that lizard's heading this way.
This will never work, you fools. The creature will destroy you all. Now take these cuffs from my wrists at once.
Shut up, Possum Pepper, before I come against your head with a nightstick.
Shut up, Malat Kwa Makai.
Mr. Hakamoto saved it. Busal of Drek Circuit, highly experimental. Never been attempted. It could fail.
What do you say? Let's give it a try, huh, boys? Now point that thing to that monster and start zapping.
Yes, Sheriff. We need little more time.
No.
No. I cannot allow this to happen. My creature.
Huh?
My beautiful creature.
What the heck? Get back here, Hoss and Pepper.
He's running right to the monk monster, Sheriff.
Run away. Run away, my beautiful creature. Run away before they destroy you. I created you.
Mercy sakes alive. That lizard just stomped on him. Scorched in flame.
That's kind of like what they call poetical justice, ain't it?
Sheriff, we are ready to attempt to send monster back into movie. Transmission begin now.
Dad, blame the luck. The dadgum thing didn't work.
That particle excitator shrunk the muck monster.
I thought you boys knew how to work that thing.
We state very clearly. Reversal of direct circuit, highly experimental.
Sakes alive, Sheriff. That lizard's about as big as you are.
Yes. Unfortunately, total transition from three-dimensional solid form to two-dimensional video form only half complete.
We'll turn that thing on and try it again.
Impossible. Jack circuit overloaded. Need new one. No, have new one.
That rips it in two. I'm going to wrestle that ugly sucker barehanded and get some cuffs on him. Roland, get the camcorder out of the squad car. I want to show this to my grandchildren.
All right, Sheriff. This one I got to see.
Sheriff McElroy bravely wrestled the 6-foot-high muck monster. The scuffle went on for an hour. And then, just as the deputy zoomed in for a close-up, the sheriff put the creature in a headlock and with all his might broke the monster's scaly neck.
This here's for Ed's donuts and cakes.
Yee-haw, Sheriff! No need to put the cuff on that lizard. Send that thing to the taxidermist.
Somebody had to do something. I was getting sick of looking at the ugly critter.
Very impressive, Sheriff. Very impressive. We most impressed with your actions. Very brave. We now take Hunchback Assistant back to our country to be tried as criminal.
I deserve it. I deserve it. I've been so evil.
Now wait just a cotton-picking second.
Oh, dear.
I'm Leon of Leon's Family Video Place, and this here Hunchback boy has stole my one and only copy of the Mug Monster Escape. Not only that, I've got a list of infringements as long as my arm. The boy owes. He owes late charges. He owes rewind charges. I want my dadgum video cassette back. He didn't even pay for the dadgum thing. He just took it.
And that was an exciting story, wasn't it? There is a tasty epilogue to this little story. The citizens of Biloxi gathered in the city park the next day for a grand feast of Muck Monster Chili. Also, the donut shop was rebuilt with insurance money. As for Scum, the hunchback assistant, he is currently paying his debt to society as a cook in a Japanese prison. And now, I'm afraid I must go. I have to return this copy of Maggot Mania to the video store. But I hope you'll return again for another story. Until then, pleasant dreams.
You have just heard Chet Cheddar's Tales from the Morgue. Today's installment, It Came from Video. For correspondence, send to P.O. Box 252, Mejia, M-E-X-I-A, Texas 76667. The names and characters portrayed in this production are fictitious. Any similarities with actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. A production by M&J Audio.
Provided by this and other National Public Radio member stations and the NPR Cultural Program Fund. Contributors include the National Endowment for the Arts and the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. This is NPR, National Public Radio.